Live from WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. The Trump administration announced its decision last night to end temporary protected status, or TPS, for the nearly 50,000 Haitian nationals who've been living in the U.S. since the 2010 earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone has more.
Haitians living under temporary protected status in the U.S. will have that protection terminated on July 22, 2019. This gives them 18 months to return to Haiti or become subject to detention and deportation. Christina Ladine is an immigration specialist at the Amigo Center, which has locations in Bonita Springs and Fort Myers. She says many of her clients came from Haiti after the earthquake 7 years ago. And now, they're concerned they may have to go back.
I've had clients tell me their blood pressure has gone up, they're under stress, they can't sleep, and I've told them, just take a deep breath, we'll take it one step at a time.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly gave a six-month extension to TPS for Haitians back in May. That is effective through January 22, 2018. At the time, the DOH said Haitians should use the 6 months to, quote, prepare for and arrange their departure from the United States, end quote. Ladine says the 18-month extension is better than what she expected, but is still not good news to most of these families.
First, we got that 6 months. Now we've got 18 months. But, you know, a lot of just calming of fears. And then now, of course, knowing when can I reapply, but we can't do it yet.
Countries can be designated for TPS if there is an armed conflict or natural disaster that makes it unsafe to return home. Right now, that includes Haiti and nine other nations. Of the more than 400,000 people living in the U.S. with TPS, 44,000 from Haiti, El Salvador, and Honduras live in Florida. Many of the Haitians living and working here send money home. In fact, the World Bank concluded that nearly 30% of Haiti's 2016 GDP came from money sent from family members abroad. Ladine says the current financial situation makes her doubt Haiti has improved enough to send some 50,000 people back to the island anytime soon. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Fort Myers.